Got a funny email this week. Larry, a listener in Sierra Vista, thought we were joking when we mentioned the Cajun Navy. Said, I didn't think that was a real thing, but somebody had forwarded him a video from Fox News where they were interviewing the current, president, the director of the Cajun
Navy. The Cajun Navy? No, it's a real thing. They were ready to go during Tropical Storm Barry last week, or hurricane, depending on what part of the state you were, got hit with.
He said, just one more reason to believe everything I hear on your program.
We won't steal your own.
Thank you, Larry. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's go to Mesa. Actually, we're going to stay in Mesa because that was our last caller was there as well. Phil, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. This pertains to a glass block replacement of regular windows. This is about a 20-something-year-old stucco home in Alta Mesa area, East Mesa. The two windows are on a corner in the master bathroom, one on each 90-degree side. They're 48 by 48, and they're 10 inches inset from the corner. And I want to replace them with glass block. I know there's probably several types, and I have no really idea on the cost.
Now, cost isn't something I'm going to be able to help you on. I don't do estimating. And in fact, when we get asked about pricing, we generally don't, without on-site, do any kind of quoting because there's so many variables. Inevitably, when someone finally breaks you into giving a ballpark estimate and you give it and you get on-site, for whatever reason, you're way off, but the person sticks to that first number they heard, and it's always the lower side of that number. But any one of our contractors could probably provide that number for you. The different types of manufacturing, I'm not sure. Actual product name, I would guess Old Castle makes it. I know they're the company that owns Belgard, and they produce the Belgard pavers. I know one of their companies is a glass company, so I can't imagine they don't have a glass block. But our last caller, we sent him to Marvell. That's the same place I'm going to send you if you're looking for materials to do this yourself, if you're looking for a contractor. I'll have to see if BC Renovations does that. I don't know if that might be too small for them. Maybe more of a Handyman Matters or one of our Mason subcontractors that we could direct you to get an estimate. But you know, if it's a masonry product, although even this one's glass, I'm going to send you to Marvell. And we need to make a note. If you look at the masonry category on our website, we've got Marvell and Mesa. We also have their Phoenix, North Phoenix, their Peoria, Tucson, and Flagstaff locations. They have a Chandler branch. It's their newest branch. That location is not on our website. We need to get that location up. So I hope that direction in the right location or the right point you in the right direction. When you take out the old window, you're going to have to put something on there. I don't know that they'll use Hardy Backer, but it's going to be something like that where they'll mechanically secure that to the frame of your home. If it's a wood frame home, if it's masonry, it's going to be a lot easier. But if it's a wood frame home, they'll put on something like a Hardy Backer that is designed to have cement grout attached to it. You know, you would never put straight grout onto your wood, the wood frame of your home. So we'll have to do that first, and then we'll just put the block in. I don't think you're gonna have any kind of worry on structural integrity. That it's gonna weigh a little bit more than your window, but it's not gonna be anything that the framed house can't handle. Appreciate the call. Let's get to Gretchen in Phoenix and see how we can help her this Saturday morning. Gretchen.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
So right around Christmas, we replaced our air conditioner. We were having trouble with the heater not heating, and we knew that we were on borrowed time because it was the original unit, and the house was built in 01. So we upgraded to a 4-ton variable 18 SEER, and now that it's getting warm, we're noticing that there is a huge temperature difference between the living room and the bedroom, sometimes like 5 degrees, which is tough at night when you're trying to go to sleep. So when we called the AC guy, he came back, looked at everything, and he said we now need to add a return in the bedroom that would probably run another $1,000. So I'm looking for somebody to tell me, is that the right approach? I'm kind of bummed because I already spent a whole bunch of money for a new air conditioner and it's not cool in the bedroom.
And when you had the air conditioning unit installed, did they change out the registers at all?
They did not.
Okay. Well, it's not untypical for homes to need more register size space. And I know a lot of our guys, when they're changing out units, are making the registers bigger. We had a crackling interference on the call, so I'm going to finish talking to you off air. I'm going to assume this wasn't one of our partners because it doesn't sound like they did any kind of proper calculations on sizing. Generally speaking, they would have put on new dampers to control. And I'm going to say let's try and solve it with replacing the registers, because you can have adjustable ones that can adjust the airflow, which can help balance it. That's going to be a little bit more effective before we go to, or I'm sorry, a little more, it's going to be cheaper than putting in a new return. So let's see if we can't get that solve it that way before we do a complete $1,000 install of an additional return. Hang tight, Gretchen. We'll talk more off air. We've got Keith and Mark on the line and an open line now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com.